Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Now, everyone likes an honest answer, right? And everyone likes to feel like they can trust their friends. While one would like to think that honesty is easy, honestly, it isn't always very easy. And that is what we're going to be learning in today's lesson. Today's lesson is called The Value of Honesty. And I have a question for you. I would like you to try to answer this question. What are difficult to maintain? What are difficult to maintain? And yes, you can find this answer in today's lesson. So, what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The value of honesty. Why should you tell the truth? According to a common saying, honesty is the best policy. But in daily life, honesty can be difficult. Lying often seems like a good way to impress people or avoid blame for mistakes. Some people lie out of habit without even realizing they're doing it. But despite all this, honesty really is worth the effort. One obvious reason for honesty is that lies are difficult to maintain.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 honesty 这个不可数名词。Honesty 就是指诚实。例如 ，The boy admitted his mistake and was praised for his honesty. 这个男孩承认错误，而且因为他的勇于认错而被赞美。副词片语的 in all honesty 是指老实说或其实。例如 ，In all honesty, there are too many similar products already on the market. 说实话，市场上已经有许多类似的产品了。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 y 变成 honest。例如 ，To be honest with you, I don't think you'll get the job。我老实跟你说，我不觉得你可以得到这份工作。请看 blame 这个动词 ，blame 是指责备、责怪或者是归咎于。例如 ，You're the one to blame if we miss our flight。如果我们错过班机，都是你造成的。如果要说明因为什么而怪罪对方的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，When Rachel got ill, her mother kept blaming herself for not taking good care of her. 当 Rachel 生病的时候，她妈妈一直怪罪自己没有把她好好的照顾好。如果要把某件事归咎到某人身上的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ，Jimmy blames his tardiness on his parents. Jimmy 把自己迟到的事归咎到父母身上。
So Gabe, here's a trick question. It's actually not a trick question, but maybe.What is the best policy?
Okay. What is the best policy in life?
Yeah.
What is the best policy? The best policy. So a policy is something that kind of like a mode of operation that you live by, something that you really believe in, that you should always do.
Uh-huh.
And that is you should always look both ways before you cross the street. Because even if it's a green light,Maybe it's a truck whose brakes are broken.
Okay, that is a great answer, but not the answer I'm looking for.
Oh.
Here it is right here on the screen. Honesty is the best policy.
Ah, that's another really good policy. Right
that was a trick question, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Sorry.
So what does it mean when we say honesty is the best policy? This just means that it's best to tell the truth. Be honest.
All the time.And so that's how our lesson begins, right? According to a common saying. And because it's a common saying, friends, I'm sure you've heard this saying before. Honesty is the best policy. Now, when do you use this phrase? When do you tell somebody honesty is the best policy? Maybe when your friend is wondering what they should say to somebody. And you could say, well, just tell them how you really feel because honesty is the best policy.
That's right. But oftentimes...In life, it can be very easy to think, oh, I don't want to be honest because if I'm honest, then my friends are going to be mad at me. Yes. Mm-hmm. And our lesson does address that. Our lesson says, but in daily life, honesty can be difficult. Lying often seems like a good way to impress people or to avoid blame for mistakes.
And that's a really good point. Sometimes we make mistakes and we feel bad about it and we really don't want to take responsibility for it, and so we blame other people. But what about this phrase to impress other people? What is that all about?
When you're trying to impress people, this just means that you do something that causes that person to really like you and respect you.
And this phrase makes me think of another phrase like people pleaser. I think a lot of people are people pleasers. They just do things to impress other people. It also makes me think of the phrase first impressions. People's first impressions are very important, right? What people think about you often is determined by what you do at first, when you first meet them. But I also think about being in a good relationship with somebody else. For example, in a family that truly loves each other, nobody needs to impress each other, right? Because you already have that love for each other.
That's right. Well, this kind of reminds me of a story. When I was a little girl, I remember I did something. I had put some food in my dad's bag, his briefcase. And my dad came home one day, and he was really upset. He's like, "Who put food in my briefcase?"
That's really funny.
But you have to understand, I was trying to be like my dad and go to work, put food in your lunchbox. Well, anyway, I was afraid to take the blame for my mistake, so I lied.
You lied?
I blamed my sister.
You said that Melody put food in his briefcase?
Yeah, and then Melody got in trouble.
Oh.
And I didn't.
Rebecca, I'm just curious, what kind of food was it? Did you just dump cereal and milk into his briefcase?
No, it was probably a sandwich and some crackers, so it got all over the place.
Wow.
But that's just an example of me when I decided to lie, because I didn't want to take blame for my mistake. Mm-hmm. I was afraid.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do that. Well, friends, honesty is the best policy. We continue here. Some people lie out of habit without even realizing they're doing it. And we're going to learn a special phrase for this later in the info cloud. But what about this phrase to do something out of habit?
This just means that you do something so often that it becomes so natural that you don't even think about it when you do it.
For example, I think that I do something out of habit. Hmm. Every time I go home, regardless of whether I'm hungry or not, I go to the fridge and I open the fridge to see what's inside. Of course, nothing has changed. I know what was in the fridge last time I opened it, but I go to the fridge out of habit.
Oh, that's so funny. And so sometimes you take something out and sometimes you don't?
Yeah, usually I don't, because I'm like, oh yeah, I knew it was in there. There's nothing.
You open the fridge out of habit. I used to do that too. I don't do that anymore because my refrigerator is in a very difficult location.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
But so, you might do other things out of habit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But anyway, some people might lie out of habit, but despite all this, honesty really is worth the effort. And if something is worth the effort, that just means that it's important enough to put time and energy into whatever you're doing.
Something might be really difficult, but it's worth the effort. For example, I think of hiking a really difficult mountain, right? Or hiking up through Yosemite to Half Dome. It's a 9-mile hike, but it is worth the effort because it is beautiful up there.
That's right. Now, what is up with a pathological liar? What's that all about?
Exactly. Lying out of habit. You don't even realize it. We're going to learn more about this in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Ken, telling the truth is a good thing, right?
Of course it is. It's important to be honest when talking with people.
But it's not uncommon for people to lie to someone else.
Unfortunately, that is true. Sometimes people even make the excuse that they just can't help it. But actually, for some people, that might be true.
Oh, I think you might be referring to someone who is a pathological liar, also known as a compulsive liar. Let's break down this term. Pathological is used to refer to a behavior that is habitual or compulsive, and the behavior is usually perceived to be a bad behavior.
Right. Pathological is most often paired with the word liar. but it might also be used to describe other addictive behaviors, such as gambling.
So a pathological liar is someone who lies out of habit. For that person, lying feels more comfortable and safe than telling the truth.
Of course, this can lead to all sorts of problems, both with people who are close to the pathological liar and with complete strangers.
Something to keep in mind with this term, though, is that it's never polite to call someone a liar, even if it is true.
Lie 是谎言 ,liar 就是说谎的人。注意它的拼法 ,L-I-A-R。没有人喜欢被称为 liar。形容词 pathological 是病理学的病态的。因此一个 pathological liar 就是病态性说谎者，也就是有习惯性说谎的人。这种人会撒谎是因为 they can't help it, 他们无法控制自己不说谎。所以顾名思义 ,pathological lying 是一种病，患者说谎往往没有任何的理由。一个 pathological liar 是需要帮助的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I am so glad that you could join us today. And trust me, I am being very honest because honesty is the best policy. But you know, sometimes people get into this habit of lying. They think that it might help them avoid taking the blame for mistakes. But is that really wise? Well, friends, let's learn more about honesty right now.
The value of honesty. There's always a chance that the person you lied to will find out the truth. Is the gain from lying really worth the risk? Lies are also difficult to hide because they are harder to remember than the truth. If you make up a story, you have to remember all the details. And the more lies you tell, the more stories you have to remember. But if you commit to telling the truth, you will never have trouble remembering. This saves you effort and makes conversations less stressful for you.
OK, 接下来我们看 detail 这个名词 ,T-A-I-L 这个字根是指剪或切，所以 detail 是指细节、细部或者是详情。例如 ,tell me all the details of your date, 把你约会的细节全部都告诉我。或者是 the details on this wedding dress are very delicate and beautiful, 这件新娘礼服细节的部分非常精致又美丽。副词片语 in detail 是指详细地。例如 ,we have to discuss this proposal in detail before coming to a conclusion. 我们必须要先详细的讨论这个提案后才能下结论。最后我们看的是 commit 这个动词 ,MIT 这个字根是指送、放出或者是派。所以 commit 是指承诺、保证或者是忠于。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 T 加上 ED 或者 ING。如果要说明承诺于某件事情的话，是用 to 这个介系词再加上受词。例如 ,the players on the baseball team committed themselves to extra training before the game. 这支棒球队的成员都承诺在赛前接受额外的训练。commit 也指犯罪或触法。例如 ,the suspect finally admitted that he had committed the crime. 这名嫌犯终于承认他犯了罪。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, earlier we read the sentence, one obvious reason for honesty is that lies are difficult to maintain. And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier, what are difficult to maintain? Gabe,
well,
what's the answer?
Lies are difficult to maintain. And why are lies difficult to maintain? That's what we're talking about in this section here. We read, there's always a chance that the person you lied to will find out the truth. Is that a scary thought for you? Mm. Well then, don't lie, because it's difficult to maintain lies.
Is the gain from lying really worth the risk? And we want to talk about that phrase, worth the risk. We saw the phrase, worth the effort, mm-hmm. earlier. But if something is worth the risk, that means that it is so important, or it's important enough that even if there's a risk, then it's worth doing.
Exactly. Wow. Like this guy on a tightrope with no net, it seems. Is this worth the risk? It's definitely very risky to walk across a tightrope. Is it worth the risk? Rebecca, have you heard of Nick Wallenda?
Ah, yes, I have.
Yes, he did the tightrope across the Grand Canyon a couple of years ago. That was certainly very risky. He had no net beneath him. His family was waiting on the other side, and I wonder if his wife was thinking, is this really worth the risk? But he made it.
He made it. Now, of course, he thought it was worth the risk. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, I don't think it's worth the risk. So I guess it just kind of depends on each person, right? Mm-hmm. Well, our lesson says lies are also difficult to hide because they are harder to remember than the truth. If you make up a story, you have to remember all the details. Let's talk about that phrase, to make up something. This just means that you create something in your head and then you share it.
And often this is a good thing. For example, if you create a song, you could also use this phrase. You could say that you made up a song. You thought of the lyrics, you thought of the melody, you thought of the rhythm and how it's supposed to sound. You made up a song. And of course, stories, all fiction, we could also use this phrase, right? Someone made up a story, and it's a fantastic story.
What a great example. However, friends, if you're going to make up a story to try to cover up something that you did in the past, that is not a good idea. Well, let's continue on. And the more lies you tell, the more stories you have to remember. Let's take a look at this phrase, the more you do something, the more something happens. And you could just use this when you want to say that if an action continues, then there will be a particular result.
Exactly. This is a very common phrase that we use in English. The more you do something, the more something else will happen. It reminds me of a rhyme that I learned when I was a little child. But in order to understand this rhyme, you need to know the word toot. And toot, for the purpose of this rhyme, means fang pi. Okay, Rebecca just learned this rhyme as well, so Rebecca, say it with me. Here we go. One, two, three.
Beans, the miracle fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So let's eat beans for every meal.
Aw, what a great rhyme. I totally get it now.
You get it now, don't you? Yeah. So it makes use of that sentence pattern, right? The more you eat, the more you toot, right? But you could also replace that second word with something else, like better. You know, the more you rest, the better you will feel. So it's a very useful sentence pattern.
That's right. So practice using this sentence pattern. Practice it on your friends or with your friends. Oh, well, let's continue here with our lesson. But if you commit to telling the truth, you will never have trouble remembering. This saves you effort and makes conversations less stressful for you. Let's talk about this phrase. It's right there on the screen. To save you. You can just use this when you want to say that something helps to cut down something else, whether it be time, energy, or money.
That's right. And in our lesson, it is effort, right? It saves you effort. Well, for another example of how to use this phrase, let's say you were going to go to the store to buy something, but someone else went for you. You could say, thanks for your help. You saved me a trip to the store. That means you didn't have to go to the store after all, because someone else saved you that trip.
Hey, I remember one time during a filming day, I really, really wanted some tea, but I didn't want to leave the office and go get tea. Mm-hmm. So I asked you, Gabe. I was like,
Hello, Gabe. Do you mind going and getting me some tea? And you said, sure, Rebecca, no problem. You saved me some time by buying me the tea.
It's true. I was very helpful that day. Yes. Well, friends, think of how else you can use this phrase. What saves you time or saves you energy? And, of course, if you're always telling the truth and not telling lies, then that'll save you the effort of having to think up or make up new stories all the time.
Yes, who wants to be thinking about stories all the time? Well, right now it's time for you to take some time to think about it.
Being honest is a protection. It protects you and protects your relationship with others. It may seem difficult to be honest, but telling a lie will put you in a more difficult and even embarrassing position. When you are honest, you are being the real you. When you tell a lie, you hide the real you. If people find out that you've been lying to them, they will not trust you anymore, and your relationship with them will be broken. But if you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about people finding out the real story because you have been honest. There's no need to fear or try to cover up any lies. People will also respect you for being honest, and they will enjoy being around the real you. Therefore, when you have to choose between telling the truth or lying, think about it.
Think about it.
Think about what?
Well, that's what Doris just said.
Yes, think about it. Well, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever lied before?
No. Nope, never lied in my life.
Well, hold on for just a moment. I think that's probably a lie right there.
No, there were times I really wanted to lie, but I thought honesty is the best policy. I think I was about 2 years old at the time.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't believe you, Gabe. Everyone lies at some point in time. Thank you for your honesty. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. Honesty is the best policy.
We'll see you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.